Port Adelaide has suspended Sam Powell Pepper for one game for breaking team rules as the AFL heads into action this weekend. He will miss the club's clash with Essendon on Sunday after he was found to be intoxicated in a late-night incident on Wednesday. The AFL is also investigating the situation. Elsewhere in the AFL, the West Coast Eagles take on the Gold Coast Suns on Saturday evening, looking to continue their strong start to the season. After two wins in their first three matches, forward Mark Lacroix says one of the most significant contributors to the side's success has been Nick Natanui. The 27-year-old ruckman has just returned from a full season out of the game with an injury, but Lacroix says his return has been pivotal.
You just notice him so much, and for the mindset of the team, he's huge. You know, but he's been able to get first hands on the footy, you know, allows us to get on the front foot. So he's a pretty special player.
In the National Rugby League, it'll be a big day for Josh Reynolds on Sunday. After missing the first five rounds of the season for his new club, the Wests Tigers, Reynolds says he does not mind where he plays as long as he gets some game time.
Mate, I'm just going in there and I'm just excited to be back out on the field. This might be taken the wrong way, but I don't really care what my role is. I'll fill any role. I've just tried to bring energy. You know, there's lulls in the game. If I do have to play the hooking role and come in and do that, I'll definitely be doing that and just being my usual self, mate. Just being annoying, I suppose.
At Randwick Racecourse in Sydney on Saturday, Winx will try to equal Black Caviar's record 25-race winning streak in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. The champion mare has drawn the outside barrier in a 10-horse field. It may have made her task a little tougher, but jockey Hugh Bowman says Winx will be ready, despite the field including some in-form horses such as Happy Clapper and Humidor.
It's a very healthy race, in my opinion. I'd say it's probably the hardest task she's had for quite some time. And when I say that, I mean a couple of years maybe. It could be since the first Cox Plate she's lined up against so many horses in such good form. It's going to be a hell of a race. It'll be very exciting.
One of the biggest talking points during the week was Rugby Australia officials meeting with Super Rugby star Israel Folau after his anti-gay comments on social media. The sport's highest paid player insisted he would not back away from his remarks that gay people would go to hell unless, as he put it, they repented their sins. Folau did not face the media after meeting with Rugby Australia chief executive Raylene Castle. But his coach at the Waratahs, Daryl Gibson, says some good will come out of it in terms of reminding players of their extra levels of responsibility.
For me, the opportunity is looking at how we can further educate our players around using social media as a platform and ensuring that our players conduct themselves well and be very mindful in how their tweets and comments potentially can be perceived by those in the public.
On the pitch, the Waratahs face a tough match on Saturday evening against the Queensland Reds. In football action, Australia's women take on Japan in their final Asian Cup group match in Jordan on Friday night. A draw would be enough to secure the Matildas a place in the semis, and it would also guarantee Australia a spot in next year's FIFA Women's World Cup in France. And in the English Premier League this weekend, Manchester City can virtually wrap up the title with a win at Wembley Stadium when it takes on Tottenham. If Manchester United loses to West Brom, it would be enough to secure the title for City. At the other end of the table, Crystal Palace takes on Brighton in a match which will go a long way towards deciding which side will have a nervous battle to avoid relegation. Crystal Palace lies just 3 points above the drop zone, while Brighton is just 4 points better off. Socceroos keeper Matt Ryan will be in goal for Brighton, and you can follow him on the SBS's live coverage of the match from Selhurst Park in London on Saturday night at 11:30.